Welcome back to Das Kingdom of the Parsha. I always find it so fascinating how these parshios that fall out during Sefiras HaOmer have so many lessons for this time period, and I have so many points that are actually directly connected to Sefira. It's really incredible. Shkach HaPratis, how it works out. I mean, such an obvious one is last week's parsha, Parshas Emor, where we have the mitzvah of Sefiras HaOmer itself, and talking about the Yom Tovim, Pesach, and Shavuos. A couple of weeks ago in Kedoshim, having V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha right around Lag BaOmer in the middle of Sefira is also pretty incredible. And this week is no different. Parshas Behar B'Chukosa, we have several very clear connections. Of course, starting off of just Behar, Parshas Behar, Behar Sinai is making us think about Matan Torah. But there's another mitzvah, V'Sefarta L'cha, another mitzvah Sefira of counting that really does remind us very much of Sefiras HaOmer, and that is the mitzvah Sefiras HaYovel, counting 50 years for the Jubilee year, the 50th year, the year of Yovel, which is done after seven Shemitah cycles, which of course looks very much like the 50-day count to Shavuos after 7 weeks. Now, the Das HaKeinim points out this connection, and brings in yet a third type of sphera, a third mitzvah of sphera that we know, and we'll take a look at what the Baal Tosfos point out and what they glean from the comparison. So they start off, L'chora mashma de mitzvah asa lashminan de mitzvah l'mimni yomni v'shvui kemo b'sphera omer. So they say, L'chora, it turns out, it seems that this instruction, the lashon of v'safarta l'cha, you should count for yourself, it's very similar to sphera omer. It sounds like it's telling us that there's a mitzvah to count yomi v'shvui, the days and the weeks, that just like by Sefiras HaOmer, we count, right? Today is the 40th day of the Omer. We don't just leave it the 40th day of the Omer, but we say it's the 40th day, which is actually 5 weeks and 5 days of the Omer. Just like there's a mitzvah to count the days and the weeks, so too say the Baal Tosfos that when it comes to Yovel, you have to do the same thing, right? So let's say it's the 40th year of the Yovel cycle. So you say this is the 40th year, which is five Shemitah cycles and 5 years of the Yovel. But this comparison of these two spheros leads the Das HaKeinim to ask a question about a different sphera. Right, the Baal Tosfos will say, V'i kasha b'zava, but you might have a question regarding a zava. A zava is a woman who experienced an irregular flow, probably due to some sort of illness, and she needs to count 7 days in order to regain her tahara, her purity. She needs to count 7 clean days without seeing an emission. And Pasuk says, v'dichsiv v'safra, right, that she, right, it says she's supposed to count. So the Baal Tosfos asks, hoya la levarich kmo b'Sefiras HaOmer. She should make a bracha just like we do by Sefiras HaOmer. We know, right, there is a mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer. We count with a bracha. Seemingly that would be the same for Yovel, but we don't have that by the Zava. She doesn't count with a bracha. She counts. She says it's the first day of my purity, the second day of my purity, the third day of my purity, but she doesn't count with a bracha like Sefiras HaOmer. Why not? Ask the Baal Tosfos. V'yesh lomar, and they answer. Suggest Shema Tira Visosaris Venimtis Bracha Levatola, that perhaps what will happen is that she's gonna see another emission, she's gonna see this flow, and that's going to interrupt her count, and it's gonna turn out that her bracha is a bracha levatola. It was a blessing made in vain. Meaning, let's say, right, she has a clean day Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday she has a flow that interrupts it. So the bracha that she made on Sunday and the one that she made on Monday and on Tuesday are retroactively brachos levatalos, brachos that were made in vain, and that would be a problem. And therefore, in order to avoid that, in order for her to avoid making a bracha levatala, she doesn't make a bracha whenever she counts. But with that said, that really should send us back to ask the question the other way. So why by Sefiras HaOmer do we say a bracha? Because just like this woman doesn't know that she's necessarily going to have a clean day, we don't know if we're actually going to be able to finish Sefiras HaOmer. You might be interrupted, you might miss a day, and then you won't be able to count the rest of the bracha. So why do you have to count the first few days, right? You know, it could be that, 3 weeks in, I'll miss a day. So why should I be able to count the bracha any day? And this actually is a discussion that's run, especially in regarding women counting with a bracha and nowadays versus previous generations, and women were less likely to be able to complete this and in previous generations and nowadays. Maybe they're more likely and there's more reason for them to say it with the bracha. But even so, the halacha we hold that, you know, a man, for sure, he's supposed to make a bracha on Sfiras Omer, even though he's not guaranteed to be able to finish it. Why is that any different? Why do we not have the Zava make a bracha because her count might be interrupted while anybody else counts Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha? Now, I would suggest that the answer is actually pretty clear if you think about it, that there's a very important distinction between somebody who misses a night and day of Sfiras HaOmer and a Zava having an interruption in her days of her Zayin Nikiyim, or her days of cleanliness. And that difference is as follows, that when a woman... Zava has this, has a flow that interrupts her clean days. So the first few days that were clean become nothing. She goes back to zero and starts again. Her effort, her mind, her counting, that doesn't really do anything for her. Of course, everyone gets schar for any effort they do, but practically speaking, for what she's trying to achieve, her tahara, she's not able to get it. However, somebody who misses counting a day of sfira, so it's not, they don't restart. They don't go back to zero and have to count 49 new days. That's not how it works. Because ready or not, here we come for Shavuos. Even if you missed counting the 40th night of the Omer, that doesn't change what day you have to celebrate Shavuos. That doesn't change when you're going to stay up learning Torah. It doesn't change when you're going to eat cheesecake. That still happens, whether you count it every day or not. So whatever you achieved in your first few times counting, all the times that you counted till you make a mistake, whatever you achieved, that was a true achievement. You built something. You don't start from zero. Yes, the way we hold the halacha, you're out of the count and you can't count with a bracha anymore. But that doesn't mean that everything that you accomplished during Sfira went to nothing. And it certainly doesn't mean that you're out of the game as we try to be Mekabel the Torah on Shavuos. So yes, well, we never quite know if we're going to make it the whole entire Sfira counting with the bracha, but that doesn't stop us from trying to count with the bracha every single night until we make that mistake. And while I hope this is chizuk for anybody listening who is out of the counting with a bracha game, but really it should also be chizuk for people who are still counting with a bracha. You know, they're keeping the halacha properly, counting with a bracha, but haven't maximized sfira as much as they would have liked to. That there are certain things they meant to do, certain areas they meant to grow in, they meant to be learning Pirkei Avos, they meant to be learning the 48 Kinyanei Torah, they meant to do so many things and work on so many areas in Avodas Hashem during Sfiras HaOmer, and they didn't maximize it. So this tells us over here that even if you didn't maximize it, but Shavuos is still coming. That count doesn't get interrupted. The Zava's count, if she has a flow, that gets interrupted. But Sfiras HaOmer doesn't get interrupted. Yes, it could be you didn't maximize it to the best of your ability, but Shavuos is still happening. Matan Torah is still happening. That's still taking place. We have a little over a week left, and there is no reason not to maximize this last week and couple of days of Sfira. Wishing you a meaningful and uplifting last week or so of Sfira, a beautiful Shabbos, and a Guten Chodesh.